You knew energy bills were going up and up, and yet you still cancelled the one bit of help that people really relied on to pay off these rip-off bills. And this is scandalous, Taoiseach, and people are bearing the brunt of this. It's clear by the day that you ditched energy credits because the election is over, and you feel that you can break your promises without any consequences. Well, working households, they're paying a heavy price for your cynical choice. It is much colder now. People are finding it harder to light and heat their homes, and more than 500,000 households can't pay their energy bills. Your decision to cancel energy credits means that even more families are going to be pushed over that line. The truth is that working people were not a priority in your budget, a budget of €9.4 billion that left them worse off and didn't even include a cost of living package. The CSO just reported on Monday that prices continue to rise and are rising faster now than in the last 2 years. People are under huge pressure in the lead up to Christmas, Taoiseach. They're watching every single euro and they're forced to make really tough choice. I spoke to a mother on Monday. She and her husband are working. And you know what she told me? She talked to me about her three kids. They sat down to write their Christmas list last week. And even though they weren't asking for much, she had to convince each and every one of them to drop something off the list. She had to sit them down and explain to those children that even Santa is feeling the cost of living crisis this year. And Taoiseach, do you in any way understand the pressure that ordinary families, the length and breadth of this state, are under this Christmas?